When something's truly important, it's worth saying twice, wouldn't you agree? And what's truly important today for you, me, and anyone else who believes in Jesus is not to rush on ahead without him. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Moses had been through a lot in leading Israel out of slavery in Egypt. For starters, Pharaoh had sent his army after them. Then the Israelites grumbled and complained. There were challenges over food and water, on and on and on it went. We chatted about that yesterday, but if you're able to join me, I wonder whether you really got it deep in your heart. So just in case, here it is once more, Moses' prayer to God, Exodus chapter 33, beginning at verse 13. Now, if I have found favor in your sight, show me your ways so that I may know you and find favor in your sight. Consider too that this nation is your people. He said, my presence will go with you and I will give you rest. And so Moses said to him, if your presence will not go, don't carry us up from here. For how shall it be known that I found favor in your sight, I and your people, unless you go with us? In this way, we shall be distinct, I and your people, from every other people on the face of the earth. Moses simply didn't want to move forward without God. Famed 19th century missionary to Africa, David Livingstone, prayed like this, God, send me anywhere, only go with me, and sever any tie in my heart except the tie that binds my heart to yours. Whatever journey lies ahead, whatever frontiers you're called to cross, don't go it alone. That's God's word fresh for you today. If I could point to one of the biggest mistakes of my life, it would have to be going it alone without God. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called How God Could Use a Donkey Like Me. To request your copy, stop by at christianityworks.com and you'll see that free offer right there towards the top of the homepage. But this is the very last week that it'll be available, so don't miss out. Again, that web address is christianityworks.com.